Last month, 25-year-old Alaskan Natalie Hansen placed fourth at an international powerlifting competition in Germany. KYUK's Lakhidra Chavis has the story.
Natalie Hansen loves a good underdog story, partly because she has one of her own.
It's really fun being an underdog. It's a lot of fun because nobody even looks twice at you or thinks twice about you.
Hansen, 25, is a powerlifter. She got her start in the sport 3 years ago. Last month, she participated in the IPF Open World Championships in Luxembourg, Germany, an annual international powerlifting competition.
There's a database online when a world championship is coming up, and it has all the participants listed, and there's a hyperlink on each person's name, and you click on their link, and then it goes to like their lifting history. Over like, you know, some people are like 20 years of lifting history. And my name wasn't even hyperlinked. Like you couldn't even click on it because I had no lifting history.
Hansen initially didn't get an invitation to compete. She had placed second in the qualifying event as an alternate. Then someone dropped out.
I had a feeling it was coming, but when it finally came, it was pretty surreal because I'm relatively new to the sport. I was the youngest on the team by several years. And so I just felt like a little fish in a huge ocean.
Hansen grew up in Bethel and began powerlifting after she moved to Anchorage for graduate school in 2012. Just a few years later, she set new records for the U.S. women's squat and lift in the sport, most recently in the 2015 Men's and Women's National Powerlifting Championship in Texas in May. In powerlifting, competitions are held year-round and focus on three skills: the squat, the deadlift, and the bench press. The athlete attempts each of these moves three times. Unlike weightlifting, there isn't a lot of emphasis on speed as much as there is weight and form. At times, Hansen has lifted more than 500 pounds and says it's pretty thrilling.
Part of what makes it so exhilarating and fun is that really it's scary too. And you know that it takes like 100% of your brain power to stay focused on what you're doing at that exact moment.
She says that mental focus is a hallmark of those who succeed in the sport. Hansen works out 5 days a week, works part-time, and is pursuing a master's in civil engineering at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. She plans to graduate next summer. She says her parents and older brother are a huge part of her support network. Kathy Hansen, her mom, says she was surprised when her daughter first told her she was joining the sport.
Well, I think like a lot of people, I said, what's powerlifting? You know, and I really had never heard of it, didn't know anything about it. And then I was amazed, why would anybody want to do that? Doesn't sound like very much fun.
But Kathy says as time went on, she understood the sport better. Hansen's parents have followed her competitions across the nation and even to her most recent one in Germany. Outside of Hansen's other obligations, she remotely coaches 17-year-old Bethel High School student Sophie Swope in powerlifting. Swope, now a senior, heard about Hansen her freshman year of high school. A few years later, she became interested in powerlifting after doing general weightlifting. She says Hansen encouraged her to compete in state competitions and offers feedback through social media.
Lately, we've actually just been sending our videos through text message or on Facebook.
Swope is now a two-time powerlifting state champion. With Hansen's next competition in March and her master's degree following soon after, she's unsure of what's next. But whether it's powerlifting or engineering or both, she's in no hurry to choose. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Lakhidra Chavis.